Even though we are in the last days of Advent, in the days in preparation, the novena, for Christmas itself, we also have the joyful grace of today being able to celebrate the feast of the Apostle St. Thomas. Now, of course, when you say Thomas, everybody always says Doubting Thomas. Well, I've always maintained that it was not Doubting Thomas. The idiots that listen or not to my sermons, they're the ones that are Doubting Thomases. But anyway, St. Thomas, for some whatever reason, I think he was Filipino or something, he was always late. And so, or Mexican perhaps. But he was not there when the Lord appeared. He should have been, but God predestined it this way. So maybe he shouldn't have been. It was an occasion for a lesson to the apostles, to him, and to all of us who most definitely need it. And so everyone was overwrought with grief. And they just could not believe that this was going on. How can this be? That this Jesus Christ, Son of Mary, whom we thought was the Son of God and the Messiah, is now dead and buried. And it's the third day. So he just could not believe that this was a reality. It wasn't that he doubted that Jesus was God or that Jesus could rise. It had nothing to do with it. So in that sense, he is not Doubting Thomas. But he doubts the apostles. Not Jesus, the apostles. Now it doesn't say anything about the Blessed Mother, even though she too was there. But she keeps silence. The last words in the Gospels that she says is, do whatever he tells you. And she did too. She did whatever he told her. All the way through, even now, when she continuously lavishes us with graces and blessings and indulgences. So St. Thomas comes in and they tell him and he just cannot believe it. So, of course, what could they say? It's just like when we're trying to convert somebody. The more you argue with them, the more you turn them away and turn them back. Arguing is not going to solve it. Prayer is. Prayer and penance. And so a few days later, our Lord appears again. And our Lord then chastises him because he doubted them. And he says, oh, so you would like to put your finger in my hands. And he shows him his hands that still have the wounds. Even now in heaven, his risen body, the hands have the wounds. And then he says, look, stick your hand in my side. And he had the wound from the centurion, St. Longinus. And of course, St. Longinus was sprayed with the blood and water from the heart of Christ. And he who was going blind immediately was healed. So this is another day on which people who have problems with their eyesight should pray to God, and especially through St. Thomas. Now after Pentecost, St. Thomas went to preach the gospel all over the Middle East, and then finally he was given the instructions by St. Peter and by the Holy Spirit, and he went to India. There he converted many, many people. In fact, when the Portuguese and the Spaniards came to India, many centuries later, they found that there was a very well-established colony of Catholics there. Now, of course, how they kept it up, only God knows, because there were no bishops and no ordinations. So they did bring that. But St. Thomas established a deep and firm foundation for the Holy Catholic faith. And so after he had done this, one of the ruler's relatives got upset and jealous. Perhaps he was making money from the offerings of the pagan faithful to the priests and so forth. And so he had him killed. And so St. Thomas is in the area of Goa in India even to this day. His arm is in Rome, where one can see it and venerate it. And of course, we know that the Bishops' Conference of India Several years ago, when there was a humongous tsunami that destroyed many, many things, they put the crozier of St. Thomas in front of the church of St. Thomas. And when the waters came and destroyed everything around them, they went around the church, beginning with the crozier of St. Thomas. And so he is still making and proffering miracles. And so we need miracles here. We need miracles personally. So we pray in this very, very special day to St. Thomas the Apostle, the Apostle, not the doubting Thomas, but the Apostle of those who want to find out more about why do we believe this. We do not believe by blind faith because somebody says so. We believe because it is according, and it's always been according to the Holy Catholic Church. Faith and reason together. Faith can never be unreasonable. And reason can never be without faith. So let us pray to St. Thomas today, and especially we pray for this shrine and for all our parishioners. Especially I pray every day and every night in front of my little altar upstairs where the relic of the true cross is, because we don't know. I don't know anything, so don't ask me. But I pray every day, oh Jesus, bless and protect all the families in our parish who have any moral or psychological or physical illnesses and who are suffering from financial distress. And the Blessed Mother with our Lord and all the saints will take care of them all. So I always tell you, leave it to Mary. She will take care of it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.